Good morning. Today is January 2nd, 2013. Chav Teves Tavshinayin Gimel. We're holding here in Simon Tov Mem Zayin, in the middle of the Ramah. What I would suggest is we're by the Mishnah Brura's Sif Katan Nun Dalet. I just want to give a little introduction to what we are in the middle of learning. And we started talking about a case where a person is salting. He's salting meat, cheese, or fish, and the salt that he's using is... So a person is salting his meat, cheese, or fish with salt that wasn't checked necessarily if there's chametz crumbs in the salt. So that's the concern we have over here. So yesterday we started discussing when a person is cooking, he has these karkashois, which are intestines. And we said it doesn't help to do hadacha. Hadacha means to wash it off, wash off the salt. It doesn't help. And lefichach ein lahashreis hatvachas hayveshes. So b'di'eved, now this is what we're up to today. B'di'eved ein lahachem be'elu. The Ramaz says b'di'eved one should not be machmer. Avol, fine. Let's just stop there for a second. B'di'eved one should not be machmer. Let's see the Mishnah Brura katan nun dalet ein lahachmer. Says the Mishnah Brura. Everything that we mentioned in the Ramah, that we should be machmir, that's only the chatchila. That's all in ideal situations. But what happens if a person went ahead and he cooked his karkashto, he cooked in the intestines, then even if he didn't wash it or soak it out to get the salt, which perhaps has some crumbs, chametz crumbs on it, it's still permissible. The Yevshele Kaima Adar Pesach, you can't, they didn't have refrigeration, and so they couldn't keep around to eat it after Pesach. Ein lahashlicham liibud, umot la'achlam pesach. Here is a perfect example where it pays to know the halacha. You save money, you save the food. Don't throw it out. Don't throw out the food that was cooked with that salt that might not have been checked, maybe there's chametz in it, and you're allowed to eat it. The kosher king shein oisin taruvasna afilo bepachas meshishim. We don't forbid its mixtures afilo bepachas meshishim, even if it's mixed up with less than 60, to be permitting it. Kevan shurach shash sofek mashu dirabanan. Why? Why are we lenient here? Because it's a shash, a concern of a sofek dirabanan. So that's why we have to know, is a case in front of us. Is it a deraisa? Is it a derabanan? Like we say all the time. It's only a chash, a concern, of a suffic mashuhu derabanan. Of maybe there's some crumbs of chametz there. It says further in the Mishnah Brura, Vim yesh shum, hoishar dover charev betivchaya. If there are any garlic or any other sharp type of food in the tivchaya. Tivchaya is another word for saying this intestines. Oisrin. In this case, oisrin afilu ta'aruvois bepesach kichametz gomer b'mashu. In this case, since there is a sharp food in the intestines, it's more chomer. It asers the mixtures aser on Pesach, even b'mashu, even the smallest amount. Sharei why nechtoch b'sakin shel chametz, because it was caught with a chametz stick and knife, and the concern is that the taste was reawakened into this karkashto from the possible chametz that was there. Just to clarify a point in Hilchos Basar V'Chalav and Taruvos, if a person takes an onion, which is called a davar charif, a sharp food, I'll put aside my friend who I once saw was eating an onion like an apple. Put that case aside. Well, okay. But normally speaking, the average person doesn't do that. Maybe the sweet onion. So if you take a knife and you cut the onion and you want to use this onion for liver, frying liver, you want to make sure you use a parva knife. Or you could, of course, use a fleshik knife. What you don't want to do is you don't want to use a milchik knife. You don't want to cut the onion with a milchik knife and then use it for fleshiks, or vice versa, cut the onion with the fleshik knife and then fry it with your cheese omelet. You don't want to do that. Yes? You're correct. That's right. So even if the knife, which is what the Mishnah Brura here is discussing, even if the knife has not been used in the past 24 hours, the power of what's called a davar charif, that sharp food, reawakens that dormant state of the taste in the knife. So let's say this knife, I just pulled out of my drawer. I just came home. I was away for a week. And I cut the onion. Spotlessly clean knife. And so I cut my milk with my milkless onion. I cut the knife. Cut the onion. I cannot use that onion with my fleishiks. That's why it's best to use the parv when you cut the onion. This way you don't have any concerns. Oh, what did I do? I used the fleishiks, used the milkless. Unless you know you're making your cholent and you're putting the whole onion in the cholent. So they don't have to use the parv knife.
How long would you have to
wait? Wait for what? You can't use that.
Never.
Well, there might be such concern. Some places discuss taking off a certain amount, or maybe it goes through the whole taste goes through the whole onion. That's a different discussion, which is not for now. Okay, let's see further over here. So that's what he's discussing over here. That since they have the garlic in the intestines over here, and you use a chametzik knife, so then that chametzik taste gets reawakened. V'yesh matirin behefsed meruba. Now, let me explain the words, and if you find this approach to be different than what we just said, then you're understanding correctly. There are those that permit, it's the total opposite of what we just said, there are those that permit, those placing permit, in the case of a hefsid meruba, which means you have a great loss, a hefsid meruba, the mixture, hataruvas, even if it's less than shishim, from this tifchai, from the intestines, if the knife was clean, and it's also not a ben yomo. So as Rav Joel pointed out correctly a few minutes ago, the case we just mentioned was not a ben yomo. The knife has not been used in the past 24 hours. That's what ben yomo means. Ben, the son of a day, which means in English here, that it has not been used in 24 hours, or it has been used in 24 hours. So, we first mentioned if you use this knife to cut the garlic, to cut this intestines, chametzik knife, it's a problem. Now we're saying in the case of hefsid meruba, it's not a problem. What does that mean? I'm very hungry now so I can eat it? What does it mean? That's not what it means. So I want to share with you, if I would ask you what is a sharp food, there's only one halachic, bona fide, unequivocal sharp food. That is called a chiltis. A chiltis, as the Gemara in Chulin tells us. Now, there's a machloikis in the discussion in the Paiskim. What exactly is this chiltis today? We're not so clear. The bottom line is, since we are not 100% sure what the chiltis is, but we know that the radish is not the chiltis. We know that the garlic, although we don't put out garlic with the apples downstairs as refreshments to pop a garlic clove in your mouth, no one eats it like that. That being the case, if there's a hefsed meruba, which means you have a great loss if you get ruined if you don't eat this food, and it has not been used in the past 24 hours, we can rely on the fact that the davar charif, that sharp food, is not a real bona fide sharp food in the eyes of the Gemara and the Paiskim. Okay? That's what the reason why this last statement says we have a reason why we can permit the food. Let's see further. What's the case we're talking about? With the shum, garlic, and the onion, which is inside the mulyasa, is a filling of this food. But the shum, the garlic, that you cut with a knife, which is not kosher Pesach, why do you cut this garlic? You want to cut the garlic into very fine pieces, mix it with the salt, and then you want to season this food, this karkashta, this intestines, in order that the flavor is noidev, reich shum ha-noidev, it's getting all, the aroma is going everywhere. If you would soak this meat and you would wash it well, k'moishar basa yavesh, like we said earlier in the mechaber, like other basa yavesh, the dafkei medichay koydem pesach. That's only if you were dichay, if you washed it before Pesach. Avos b'soicha pesach, but on Pesach itself, ein demayah hadacha el a klipa. Hadacha will not help. Only klipa. Klipa is what? Taking off once again a peel's amount. Peel off a little. Now we're going to a different case. The case we're about to discuss is you take fat from the animal and you melt it. Okay, the shuman is the fat, and mohutach means you're melting the fat. The Ramav tells us back on top. Aval b'shuman mehutach, fat which was melted, b'kli chametz, and a chametz dika kli, and a chametz dika frying pan. Aser medina, in this case, it's aser medina, from the letter of the law, it's aser. We'll see, it's aser medina of a chumrah still, but it's aser medina. Im loy hayu nisharim b'shas asiyosoy mechametz. If you were not careful at the time when you made this b'shuman mehutach, this melted fat, if you're not careful from the chametz crumbs and the salt, and that if you were not careful that to use a chametz like a kli, which has been used in the past 24 hours, let's first see the Mishnah Brura on this piece. Sif katan nun hay, osur medina haynu ba'achila. When we say it's osur medina, we're saying it's forbidden to be eaten. You're not allowed to eat it. Al bahana, it's mutter. But you're allowed to derive benefit from this shuman mehutach. The reason for that is because, explains the Chazon Ish, it's a minug kedusha, it's a minug to be machmer, to take the status of being aser. So when we say it's aser, don't eat it. Don't eat it. But in regards to getting hana, selling it, or the like, one would be permitted to sell it. Sif katan nun vav. Im loy hayu nisharim. What does it mean? They weren't careful. Perush. Im loy kishiyu nisharim shnei dvarim oz einei aser. Unless they were careful, these 2 points. What are the 2 points? The 2 points mentioned in the Ramah. First point that loy hayu nisharim. I'm reading with the words of the Ramah. Bishas asiyos imichametz. Let's say they weren't careful that there might be some chametz there, as well as that they fried it in a frying pan which was chametz stick. You have to be careful not to use anything, any salt that might have some chametz in it, and also don't use any chametz dika pan. Sifkot nun zayin, b'shas asiyosa mi chametz. What does this mean? The chayishin and shemen is ariv by piruri chametz. Maybe some crumbs of chametz got mixed up in it. V'havi be'en toich hashuman, and that they are still in existence when you are frying this shuman, this fat. Even if you want to strain the shuman, they beg it off koydim pesach. You want to take a thick cloth, and you want to strain the shuman so that there's, you want to make sure there's no chametz going through it. There's another problem. You might be able to remove any possible chametz that was in this shuman, but it was fried in a chametz tikka frying pan. So then you have the taste of the frying pan, of the chametz tikka frying pan, going into this shuman, which is why you have to avoid it. We're saying sifkot nun ches, it was shehein b'nei yoyman, it was used in the past 24 hours, and mishum chumra de chametz lo yamara amrinon stam kelim ein b'nei yoyman. What does this mean? Normally speaking, we say that there's a halacha, the average pot which we mentioned in your kitchen has not been used halachically in the past 24 hours. If you know you used it just 10 minutes ago, of course it's been used. We're saying you open your cabinet, you're not sure if this pot has been used. We say halachically, stam kalim, the average pot has not been used the past 24 hours. In regards to the strict halachas of chametz and Pesach, we don't say this leniency that the average pot has not been used on Pesach in the past 24 hours. Even if you want to say Achsha Barili, even if you know for sure you say Shaloi Hoya Hakli Ben Yoimoy Miblias a Chametz, that the pot is Shaloi Hoya Hakli Ben Yoimoy has not been used in the past 24 hours for Chametz. The Gam Barili, you also know for sure Shaloi Nis Arev Peiro Chametz Veseich Hashuman, that you know that there were no Chametz, any crumbs of Chametz that got mixed up into this Shuman, this fat from the meat. We say that, I'll say the words and I'll explain. Something that's not in a person's mind, he doesn't pay attention to. What are we saying here? We're saying like this. Once again, cases like this. A person, before Pesach, he's careful to make sure, step number one, that there's no chametz around. Right, he tells them after. He says, "Barili, I know that it's a kli, the pot has not been used in the past 24 hours from chametz, and I know that there's no crumbs of chametz there, it's still aser to have. Why? Because when a person does not intend to use this food for Pesach, he's not concentrating, focusing to make sure that it's kosher Pesach. If he's planning on using this food for kosher Pesach, then the person, his antennas are up. He makes sure all the chametz is away. He's careful. That's what we're saying. Milsil de lo yiramio alei deinish lava daite. Something that is not on the person's mind. Here, he doesn't plan on using it for Pesach originally. Then we don't have a heter. Even if he says barili, I know for sure that there's no chametz there because he didn't pay attention when he made it. Achein, however, im bishlu oisa mitchila shem Pesach. Then you hear what we're saying here? A person cooks this food specifically for Pesach. He's allowed to eat it on Pesach, and this pot has not been used in the past 24 hours. It's a chametz tikka pot, but has not been used in the past 24 hours. He's allowed to eat it on Pesach. Now, these halachas do not apply to us so much today, because we take all of our chametz tikka pots and we lock it off. And we take out our kosher Pesach pots, and that's what we use. But we see that if a pot has not been used in the past 24 hours, and they're not cooking a davar charif, it's not a sharp food, meaning that it's not going to reawaken that sleeping taste of the chametz in the walls, from the walls of the pot, then the halachically speaking, from the letter of the law, is permissible. This is before Pesach now. Once again, before Pesach. Okay, before Pesach in general, yeah, okay. He says further, just as long as she ya'aru o yisoi koydem Pesach likli chametz, you should make sure that before Pesach you pour this food into a kosher Pesach pot. Mekamokoyim lechatchila ein lahatech hashum likli chametz. Now lechatchila, if you call up the Chavetz Chaim and you'll say, listen, am I allowed to cook my food, kosher Pesach food, in my chametz tikka frying pan? It's totally clean. You can't see what. It looks like it's brand new. He'll tell you no. L'chadchila, you should not do that. That's what we're just saying now. Even if you know it has not been used in the past 24 hours. Let's see further in the Ramah. V'chein kol davar shemavashlim, back on top of the page. V'chein kol davar shemavashlim k'li chametz k'goyin yayin v'voshol. Now, so too, we're saying any food that you cook shemavashim kli chametz in a chametz tikka pot, for example, wine, yain mevushel, wine which you cooked, or merkachas, or preserves, or any other types of foods, also be Pesach, it's also in Pesach, says the Rama. However, on the last day, yom tov achron shel Pesach, there's a leniency that one can be lenient. Yesh lahakil boy. Let's explain what's going on. Sif kod nun tes. V'chein kol davar. Ritzu loymar. Sif kod nun tes. Afilo nasa kol koydim Pesach. Even everything was made before Pesach, when we have more leniencies. V'hakol dinoy kinisker le'el v'leinian shuman. And everything is like the halachas, like we just mentioned, in regards to the shuman. And we're saying that kol davar shem vashim boy, you should not. It's also a Pesach. Oy mekachas v'chadoyim, or this preserves. Hinei, midivri hataz mashma midimerkachas kevan shuhudovar kiyua v'chorif. Since this mekachas, these preserves, it has acidic articles in it. It's a sharp v'chorif. Afilo biyaduish lo yohaya hakli ben yoimoy miblias chametz is aser. Even if you know that this pot has not been used in the past 24 hours, and therefore you don't have any taste, any blias, from the walls of the pot, it's still aser. Why? Because the sharpness of the preserves, it enhances the taste. Even on the last day of Pesach, when it's derabanan, it's still aser. There are many achreidim who disagree with the taz. Because even if you're using radish to help preserve the food and other foods like that, Kevan de mitagdin oisan with vash batel chorfayu. Since the custom was back then to fry it in honey, it would take away the sharpness of this food. Therefore, it would not reawaken the taste. Kasu ha'achreinim im derech b'nei oisay makoyim levanshel merkaches bekelim yichadim begam kaf miyuchal lenarboy. If you have a place that they were careful to use kelim that were not chametzik, doesn't necessarily mean it was kosher Pesach, but it was specifically not chametzik. Definitely not chametzik. Havikoyimer barili. It's as if the person says, "I know for sure that this food was cooked." We'll call it in the brand new type of pots. Okay. Oid kasu din b'shas ha'atacha. At the time when they were melting it, k'mechavin atzma b'shul eiz adaver la'atichay b'kli chadash dafka. You're intending to use a specifically brand new pot. Av shlo hitichay l'shem Pesach mahani. Even though I wasn't concentrating to use it specifically for Pesach, it still helps, and I will be permitted to use this food on Pesach. Now, once again, it depends if you have this brand new pot, which was never used for chametz, and all these other stipulations, that's when you'll be permitted to use it on Pesach. Now, Avol Yom Ta'achroin, we said on the last day of Pesach, we can be lenient. The reason for this, Hatam, the Kevin Shu Midrabanon, Amrin and Bey, Stam Kelim Einon B'nei Yoimon. Since this last day of Achron Shal Pesach is Midrabanon, we say we go back to the regular rule of that the average pot is Einon B'nei Yoimon, has not been used in the past 24 hours. K'moy B'shari Surin, just like the other halachas of Basa V'chol and Taruvas. The Gamloi Chayashinon Bey, the Perurim, were also not concerned for the possible crumbs in the salt. Look in Achreinim, that right. The Im Yadinon, if you know, Shem B'nei Yoimon, that they were used in the past 24 hours. If you do know that the was used in the past 24 hours, you can't say, oh, it's the last day of Pesach, I can be lenient. No, it was used in the past 24 hours, this chametzik, you cannot use it. Normally speaking, we're saying on Yom Tov Achron, Sifkon Samach Beis, Yesh Lahakil, one can be lenient. I know the Nase Hakol Koidim Pesach. That's when everything was made before Pesach. Very important, it was made before Pesach. Aval the Pesach, but on Pesach itself, Afilu im Yadua Shein ben Yoima is also lechol boy, also lechol Af Yom Tov Achron. But im Yadua, if you know Shein ben Yoima, if it's not, it's not being used in the past 24 hours, it's also lechol. You cannot eat it even on last day of Pesach, the Mukhav Simon Tov Samach Zayin Sefiu B'taz V'Chayk Yaakov Ayin Sham. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem, when we get over there, another 20 Simonim will clarify that point. Don't forget this over here now. Let's end today with Sifkot and Samach Gimel. Yesh L'Hakil Boy, one can be lenient. When we high time, for this reasoning, Yesh Mekilin Lishtois Boy Meid Vash Shal Kol HaShana. Meid Vash is, in English, is called Med, M-E-A-D. It's an alcoholic beverage that they would use the whole year round. So we're saying you can use this alcoholic beverage on Pesach. You had it before Pesach, right? We have a mindset that, which I'm not saying is incorrect, I'm not saying it's wrong at all, but really what the Mishmeruz here is coming to come lafuke, this mindset that a person would think, if it's been opened before Pesach, I can't use it on Pesach. And we're coming to say, no, it can be used, certain items can be used. I'm not saying unless you have cans in your house, in your cabinet, you might want to give it a spritz and wipe it down, because this way no crumbs are there. That's what some do. What's he saying here? V'imyesh l'sapek shema hechmitzuhu v'shimrei sheikhar is also. If there's a concern that this med fermented, became alcoholic from the sediments of the beer, then it's chametzik. Then you can't use this med, and it's also. Only when we be concerned, that's only a case where they would use the sediments of the beer to help the med ferment, so you have another alcoholic beverage. What happens if you make this med vash, in the same pots you cook it up, in the same pots that you make your schnapps. Right, we all make schnapps now, so you don't go to the store and buy it. We make it, right? So, also b'chol gavni is also in all situations. And the reason for that is because it's, the Taz explains, because it's a davar charif, a chazak, it's a sharp food. This schnapps is sharp. Even the ones that go down smooth, they're still called sharp. Okay? And therefore, it reawakens any taste that was in those pots. Also b'chol gavni, v'haynu afilu shezek kama pamim shebishli boy Shad varim bein time is still aser. Even if you use these pots and cook a lot of other foods, well, in other words, in between, you make the schnapps a few days, and then in the next few days, you make your other foods in there. We're still saying that the schnapps, the time of the schnapps, is somehow in the walls of the pot. And when you now make your med, it's gonna the time of the schnapps is gonna go into the med. V'ayin lekamon Ezoif and Achshir lePesach. How can you kasher for Pesach? V'sif chav beizir alacha dir maschil obeis charesis. We'll stop here for today and pick up Mitzvah tomorrow.